Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. We'll talk to Coach Dan McNally and ask him about the weekend. A couple of GNAC wins. A good weekend for the entire Montana State University Billings soccer program. Back with Dan McNally right after this on the Soccer Show.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back, everybody, on the Soccer Show. Dan McNally joins us, as always. And Dan and Coach, a good weekend or a great weekend with a couple of GNAC wins?
It was a good weekend. To win two conference games at home is what we needed. The guys did a great job in the last two games, and we got what we deserved because we played really well. And two wins puts us right back in the frame for conference and in the region.
And a couple wins, St. Martin's 2-1, Seattle Pacific 1-0, and in the first one, Milroy. I know stats don't always mean a lot to coaches, but after all those time, maybe nice to get on the board and into the score sheet for Tom.
Yeah, Tom's been one of our best defenders for three straight years. He's a great player. In my opinion, he's an all-conference player, but he's a defender. He doesn't get many stats, but he's been a great, great player for MSUB, and he's a great captain, and it's nice for him to get an assist, but I don't judge Tom Milroy on goals and assists. He's a defender, you know.
Yep, and the other side of the coin, Scott Dixon, into the record books with a 14 assists. What makes him so special? Is it his vision? Is it his passing? What makes him special with the assist totals?
I think it's his, like you just said, he's got great vision. He sees the field really well. But his left foot, his passing's fantastic. He strikes the ball with great technique, and he's just an excellent passer of the ball, and he's an excellent player, and he's only in his sophomore year. I expect him to have a lot more assists in the next 2.5 years.
And Sam Charles, of course, gets on the board and continues to do it against St. Martin's with a lot of shots. And obviously, he's your go-to guy, and still getting it done this year with a lot of pressure and a lot more bodies and a lot more tension this year.
Yeah, I mean, teams are obviously, when they come and play us, they know they have to stop Sam. And this weekend, for example, St. Martin's didn't do it, and we won the game 2-1 because Sam scored two goals. But Seattle Pacific did stop Sam, but we had another player step up, Jarrell Linford, and he got the job done. So they can focus in on Sam. He's always going to be a handful for any opponent, but we've got other players as well that can score goals.
And talk about a little bit more about that in the difference in the Seattle Pacific game on the weekend.
Well, they're a good team. They're well organised. They have a great history and tradition, so they have a lot of confidence. They expect to do well. But in the first half, I thought we totally dominated that game. We were the better team. We created lots of chances. And then in the second half, we were winning 1-0. The guys kind of sat back a little too deep, and we defended for the majority of the second half. But I thought we were comfortable in the game. Seattle Pacific had one or two chances in the second half, but overall, we deserved to win.
And Dan McNally, we'll talk about the road trip coming up, a big challenge ahead for the Yellow Jackets, but isn't each match in each GNAC game, but now they've got to go get it done on the road, and we'll talk about that with Dan McNally when we come back on the Soccer Show.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back, Coach. Dan McNally joining us on the Soccer Show. And, Coach, a challenge ahead, 4 on the road and 5 of 7 for your Jackets.
Oh, definitely. It's good. We've got a tough stretch of games now to end the season, but I think we're playing our best soccer now. We're starting to play really well. The team has found its own character, and we're playing really well, and I think every game we play in from now on, we can win.
And you still feel, I guess, at this point, you know, with the conference and such, like that, it is in long way to go, but it is in your hands at this point.
At this point, it is. Yeah, I mean, in terms of the conference, we're tied for first, so we're really in the mix for the conference. The region is difficult because there's some of the teams in California who are having amazing seasons. They're 10-1, 9-1, 8-2. So it's going to be difficult, but all we can do is take care of our own business, and that's what we've said at the start of the season, is we got to win our conference, and then if we do that, everything should fall into place for us.
Different teams have different character and different personalities. Describe this team and going on this road. Sometimes people play better than away from home. What about this team?
Well, this team's, like I said, has finally found its own character. So we had a great team in 2007 that went 13-4-1, and it was a team of very strong characters, some really strong seniors on that team. And it's taken this year's team a little bit of time to figure out its own identity. But it has done now. We've been through some good times and bad times together, and now we're all on the same page. And I'm just excited to watch us play for the rest of the season, because we've got on a great attacking team.
And you being excited, obviously, it sounded like they figured it out. You know, again, we talk about there's so much more soccer to be played, but at this point, it looks like they figured it out in time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're in a good position. We've had all our losses have been by one goal. They've all been tough losses. It's not like we've been blown out by anybody. They've all been one goal. And, you know, if a ball rolls a different way, maybe we've got a better record right now. But we are 7-4, and we have to accept that. But the one thing we can do is try and win every game for the rest of the year.
Obviously, the name of the game is adjustments, but what happens now when you turn the corner and turn the page and you start playing all these teams over again?
I think it helps ourselves, to be honest, because from the teams that we've played against so far, I think we have the most talent in terms of we've got the better defenders, we've got more quality in midfield, and we've obviously got Sam and Gary and Holly and up top who are doing a great job for us. So, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to the games. I'm sure the coaches that we're playing against are very worried that they're going to be playing MSU Billings.
Okay, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Good luck, and we won't see you for a while. You only have one home game left, but looks like you take your team on the road and see what can happen the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Dan McNally on the Soccer Show. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this. Our thanks to Farmers Insurance, Denny Menholt, and First Interstate Bank, and, of course, Dan McNally, head coach of the Yellow Jackets on the Soccer Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Dan McNally, our guest. We appreciate his time. And now a challenge for the Yellow Jackets, going on the road for 4 straight and 5 of 7 before coming back to the COT field. And we'll see what the Yellow Jackets can do on the road. And by the time they get back home, get into the second half of the season, and not a lot of soccer to be played at home. And 5 of 7 on the road. And we'll follow the Jackets on the webpage and the media as well. And good luck to the Yellow Jackets and Coach Dan McNally for the time on the Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.